Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, with you for the next 60 minutes and 14, 15 tracks, see what we can get in. This is show number 222, and I'm playing some music relatively new to this world at the moment. This is Le Vent du Nord, one of the bands that plays, I guess, maybe up near the top in terms of the popularity on this show anyways, out of Quebec. This is a brand new CD called 20 Printemps, or 20 Printemps, something called the Tour du Monde set of tunes here. Thanks for joining me, and gonna have some fun, as always. Back to Le Vent du Nord. Thank you. And that is Le Vent du Nord, something new from their recent release. That's something called the Tour du Monde, and it's a set of three tunes there by Ashley Toto, a real Scandinav and a real ABC, ABC. And of course, Vent du Nord, if you've listened to the shows before, you've probably heard them. They're a leading force in Quebec's francophone folk movement. They're from Saint-Antoine-sur-Richelieu in Quebec, but five members at the moment anyways. And they button accordion, guitar, fiddle, hurdy-gurdy, bass, feet, you know, those sorts of things. They began in 2002, and they've done thousands of concerts over five continents, won a whole pile of awards, like Canadian Folk Music Award, Artist of the Year at the North American Folk Alliance, annual gala, they've done some Junos, a Felix. And that's from a new release called Vingt Printemps, or 20 Printemps. And playing just new music today, new to this world anyways, or relatively new. So what I'm doing is I'm playing two tracks from each of these new releases. So we'll head off to another Le Vent du Nord track here. This is Dans l'eau de vie de l'arbre. Show some of their singing as well from their new release, Le Vent du Nord.
Les anciens le savaient, et même ceux d'avant, comment ils les saignaient, et sous chaque printemps. D'abord les entailler en respectant le bois pour que puisse s'écouler sans causer de trépas.
Pour que puisse s'écouler sans causer de trépas.
Siroter le pays pour se coller à lui en cabaner l'ennui à l'eau de vie de l'arbre, en cabaner les nuits dans l'eau de vie d'érable.
En cabaner les nuits à l'eau de vie de l'arbre.
Suffisamment, on vidait les chaudières dans les tonneaux du temps. Sous les cuves de fer, on allumait l'érable, le condamnant à faire bouillir de ses semblables.
Le condamnant à faire bouillir de ses semblables.
Siroter le pays pour se coller à lui, en cabaner l'ennui à l'eau de vie de l'arbre, en cabaner les nuits dans l'eau de vie d'érable.
Cabaner les nuits à l'eau de vie de l'arbre.
Et quand enfin s'étire la palette des jours, ce rythme des souvenirs, ce sucre des amours, en gardant l'essentiel, réduire les misères, se rapprochant du ciel.
Réduire les misères, se rapprochant du ciel.
Siroter le pays pour se coller à lui, en cabaner l'ennui à l'eau de vie de l'arbre, en cabaner les nuits dans l'eau de vie d'érable.
En cabaner les nuits à l'eau de vie de l'arbre.
Song there, which is certainly relevant for this time of year. It's Dans l'eau de vie de l'arbre. It's about the maple syrup season, maple sap season. That's from Le Vent du Nord. And of course, the indigenous folks were doing maple syrup before the European settlers came. And so the song first pays tribute to the First Nations of Quebec, who boiled up this first sap. And then the Reel du Caribou, which is tacked on at the end there, was a tune from Jean Carignan. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 222. I'm playing some music relatively new to this world. Next up, we have a band called Orchestra Macaroon. And they put out their first CD about 17 years ago. So it took them a little while to get back to the second release. So there's a dozen tracks. There's 15 musicians altogether in this orchestra. Twice as many instruments. They all play a whole bunch of different things. There are two folks who lead it, Colin Blakey and Philippa Bull, and they direct the collective through this various styles of music, from light sort of classical to a traditional session and a polka Morris band and so on, a little bit of dub reggae here and there. The contributions came in from 10 different locations. This was done during COVID, so people from Hong Kong to Sligo, which became the name of the CD, Hong Kong to Sligo. It's a sort of an all-acoustic sound, and it's a strong percussion and rhythm. They had people from Shugla Nifty, like James McIntosh, or Lunasa. Trevor Hutchinson was on there. Some great solid melody lines there, and occasionally joined by folks like Sharon Chan and Steve Wickham. All the pieces are original, composed by the co-directors, and they're inspired by the places they've been over the last several decades. You know, certainly with the pandemic, it's more important than ever to support your local orchestra, and especially when it spans several continents like this. So this is Orchestra Macaroon. We'll hear two tracks, starting off with Come On, Why Not, and then a track in Kom Nan Kazakh in Gaelic. This is from their CD, Hong Kong to Sligo.
Thank you.
That shows what can be done across a number of continents and a number of locations. That was Orchestra Macaron. We heard two tracks there from them. The first one was called Come On, Why Not? And the last one, Tom Nan Kastash. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 222, and we're playing some music relatively new to this world. You could be listening on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly Munn Radio, CHMR, 93.5 in St. John's in Newfoundland, or across the way in Sydney, Cape Breton, Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 FM on the Cape Breton University campus. Glad you could join me, however you got here. Next up, we have a band called the Yonder Mountain String Band. I think I've played them before. Occasionally, they're one of these sort of neo-bluegrass bands or neo-grass or whatever that I follow. I find them quite interesting. They've been around a couple of decades. For many, they've sort of redefined bluegrass music. They've expanded the genre beyond its traditionally established boundaries. Well, that happens with all genres of music. So pushing the envelope is really, that's the nature of creativity, isn't it? They have attracted a rather devout following of fans. It's kind of a bit like a tight-knit set of family on an epic musical journey as they follow them around. They have an ambitious tour schedule. They hone their craft night after night on the road. They sort of meld their sophisticated song craft and their irrepressible spirit and great instrumental ability. They met at Urbana, Illinois, and banjo player Dave Johnson requested Jeff Austin to join and sing in his band called the Bluegrass Holes, which is a great name, the Bluegrass Holes. Yeah, I think I can say that on radio. Austin played no instrument at the time, he revealed to Johnson. He owned a mandolin, though, and told him to come to the performance, play anything, just play fast and loud. In December of 1998, these two and then another two formed the Yonder Mountain String Band, and they opened for a band at the Fox Theater in Boulder, Colorado, and they developed this bluegrass and jam fan bass, and that can often be found on tour. This is a new release from them called Get Yourself Outside. Once again, a reference to COVID, I suppose, and the need for communing with nature. Going to play a few tracks here from that CD, starting off with Up This Hill. This is the Yonder Mountain String Band.
Swore I wouldn't lose my way. Lord, I made my bed to lock my cages. Stars are in the air, I put my worries there, my cheap regrets and all my little rages. Up this hill and down again, it becomes a mountain. Way up high, another side, a brand new beginning. Up this hill and down again, it becomes a mountain. Way up high, another side, a brand new beginning. Change my mind, I wonder what I'd find. I'd wander off and lose these crutches. How am I to know everywhere I go what the cost is, what my good luck is? Up this hill and down again, it becomes a mountain. Way up high, it's another side, a brand new beginning. Up this hill and down again, it becomes a mountain. Way up high, it's another side, a brand new beginning. Ahead of me, it's one foot, then the other. City disappears, the razor's edge is here. The cut ain't clean and it ain't over. Up this hill and down again, it becomes a mountain. Way up high, it's another side, brand new beginning. Up this hill and down again, it becomes a mountain. Way up high, it's another side, a brand new beginning. Yeah. mountain, way up high, it's another side, a brand new beginning. Up this hill and down again, it becomes a mountain, way up high, it's another side, a brand new beginning.
Thank you.
Three tracks there from the Yonder Mountains String Band's new release called Get Yourself Outside. Yeah, but who's counting? Up This Hill, Out of the Pan, and then Into the Fire. Three there that shows there are flashes of instrumental brilliance and other sort of moving bluegrass slightly different ways. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 222, and we're listening to music that's relatively new to this world. Next up, we have a master guitar player. He blends Newfoundland traditional folk music and the country twang guitar stylings of somebody like Chet Atkins. Plays a pile of other traditional instruments like the bouzouki, the mandolin, the button accordion. And this is Wayne Muggeridge. He plays this old Gretsch country gentleman. Sometimes he really makes it sing. He's got several CDs out. He lives in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. He grew up elsewhere in Newfoundland. Very strong roots into a traditional rural Newfoundland culture. You might see him walking in Town Site, which is part of Cornerbrook, with his coffee or tea. I think he switched over to tea, you know, with the pandemic and everything else. He's realized how much he enjoys tea as opposed to coffee. You just, you know, stop and ask him for a CD or whatever, because it's places to find it, like Fred's in St. John's. You can get his material there, Family Bookstore, Reverb Nation, or whatever. If you're not in St. John's, just look them up on the internet, Fred's Records, and you'll find CDs like those from Wayne Muggeridge. This is a new CD he put out just as sort of near the end of the pandemic. Well, I don't know where we are in the pandemic anyways, but toward the end of the second year of the pandemic, I guess. And he says it's his last CD, but we all hope that's not the case. All truth aside, I've known him as a close friend, a fellow band member for, well, as long as I lived in Cornerbrook, a quarter century or so. And we still send music back and forth regularly. And on this one, he has lots of original pieces, some wonderful liner notes too. That's that we often talk about, you know, the loss of the art that used to be on albums and the liner notes and so on. And he has pictures of people who are playing on the CD or something picture related to a part of what inspired him to write some of the tunes. He even has he has a couple of riddles in there and everything. It's worth it just for the CD liner notes itself. But I'm going to play a couple tracks here. And the first one is called Fledglings. It's a tune that he wrote. And it came about, he was watching a family of ducklings swimming along the reeds there by the Glen Mill Inn in Cornerbrook, one of his favorite walking spots there. And you'll hear his guitar abilities and other instruments there as well. And we're also going to hear Deep River Blues, which is something that his friend and colleague and singer that he's sung with for many, many years, Sylvia Fudge, is doing. And it has a lovely swing to it as well. So new music here from Wayne Muggeridge from Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. And this is from his CD called Away. Lovely original piece there from Wayne Muggeridge from his CD Away. That was called Fledglings. I mentioned that there were riddles in his liner notes. So I thought, well, before I play this next track, I'll give you one riddle, and then you can try to figure out the answer to it while you listen to the track, okay? Here's the riddle. As I walked through, now maybe you don't know a lot about riddles, but it's a traditional piece of Newfoundland folklore and many other parts of the world folklore where you tell riddles and you sort of like mind benders and teasers. So here it is. As I walked through a field of wheat, I picked up something nice to eat. It was neither flesh, feathers, nor bone. I kept it until it could walk alone. What is that? While you're thinking about that, let's listen to this next track.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain whole lot more, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues. My old gal's a good old pal, and she walks like a waterfowl. If I get them deep river blues, there ain't no one gonna cry for me, and fish all go out on the spree if I get them deep river blues. She'll flow, 'cause I got them deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals. Times get better there, I'm told, 'cause I got them deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see, 'cause I got them deep river blues. Just let me die, I've got them deep river blues. Blue. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves sweep along, 'cause I got them deep river blues, 'cause I got them deep river blues.
That's from Wayne Muggeridge's new CD called Away, this Deep River Blues. Sylvia Fudge doing the singing on that. Again, if you want to get that CD, just go to Fred's Records and on the internet, and you'll find it. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 222, some new material. Could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, possibly Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, or maybe Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Next up, we have a band. Oh, this is great music. This is feel-good music. Tunes to throw back your head with laughter and momentarily sort of forget the trauma of the world and embrace the beauty. The pieces were composed by Belgian Marieke van Rijsbeek. Over the last couple of years, she's joined by four musical colleagues from Belgium, Sweden, and Denmark. They call the band Marvara. And so there's bagpipes and musette and accordion, cittern, bass, violin, guitar. During her master's program in Nordic folk music, Marijke studied at various different music departments in a range of Nordic countries, met a lot of musicians, immersed herself in their musical traditions, and it was a great graduate research project, which we all get to enjoy. Sort of a tight combo playing and sort of quirky, soaring, complex music. Start off with the enigmatic Chocolaté Pendicage. It's an ode to the mixed blessing of using a term, an app, to learn a language. And then there's a polka battle from All Night Sessions. And they refer to themselves, Marvara, as an international folk party band. It's a dandy release called High on Life. This is Marvara.
Chocolaté. Panqueia, skill para pizza, sandwich, or drink a vin.
Chocolate, panqueia, 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 chocolate, skill pan, pizza, sandwich, or drink a vin. Chocolate, panqueia, 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 chocolate, skill pan, pizza, sandwich, or drink a vin.
Thank you.
There's some music there from Marvara, which are kind of an international folk party band out of Europe. That was something called the Polka Battle before that. I heard Chocolate Bandicake. You're listening to Roots and Branches Beyond. This is show number 222, some new music. You could be listening on Cape May Radio, WCFA in Cape May, New Jersey, 101.5, or possibly on CILU, 102.7 FM in Thunder Bay, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you're joining me. Next up, we have Kyle Carey. Now, really, to be honest, this is not exactly new to this world, but it's new to me because it took me a while to get it, and then it was released on different... I'll spare you the details, but Kyle Carey is a Canadian, Celtic Americana musical artist, sort of a synthesis of music that she calls Gaelic Americana. She was born in New Hampshire, lived in the Yupik Native communities in the Alaskan Bush until she was seven, then went back to New Hampshire, went to Cape Breton after school on a Fulbright Fellowship, studied Scottish Gaelic song and traditional music, and then went to the Isle of Skye. You get the point that she's done a lot of work on developing her Gaelic language and music, and she became a fluent Gaelic speaker. She traveled to Dingle, Ireland in 2011, recorded her first album, which was produced by Lunasa guitarist Donagh Hennessy. She released another album produced by Seamus Egan. This one was produced by Dirk Powell. So just wonderful, wonderful producers and musicians who've worked with her. She's based in Brooklyn, New York, and this is from the CD called The Art of Forgetting. We'll hear a couple of tracks. We'll start off with Schuler Ruin, and then a version of Nancy Griffith's Trouble in the Fields. This is Kyle Carey.
Can change you more, it almost long. I wish I was buttermilk. It's there I sit and cry and feel, and every tear would turn a mill. It can change you more, it almost long. Shoop, 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 sock, and all get shoo. It's can change you more than slow. Sell my rod, sell my reel, sell my only spinning wheel. Buy my love a blade of steel. It's can change you more than slow. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Shook sock a dog is shook you. Shook and thought a sock is he like you. It's can shade you more.
Dreams in the cold rain. Have you seen the fall?
CD called The Art of Forgetting. That's Trouble in the Fields. Before that, we heard Shula Rune. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Time for just one more artist. And this is John Shulman and Chris Cool. Actually, it's two artists, isn't it? Yeah. John's a fiddle player. Chris plays his banjo. They're in the Toronto-based area, and they've played with all kinds of people. They've been in a number of bands together. What they did during pandemic is they got together and they played some of their favorite tunes, often outside at lakes and camps and so on and so forth. So the CD just came out not long ago called A Field. It's 11 fiddle and banjo duets recorded in the great outdoors. So I'm going to play two of them. We can squeeze two in. This is one called There's a Gal Down the Road. This is John Shulman and Chris Cool. Oh, by the way, they're in the Lonesome Ace Band as well, which is traveling at the moment. John Showman and Chris Cool. They recorded this one at Belmont Lake, which is in Havelock, Ontario. This is from their CD called A Field, which they put out. And we're going to have a chance to listen to one more track yet. This one was also recorded somewhere around the Deer River. This one's called Elzik's Farewell. Great old tune, and appropriate because this is our farewell for this show, 222 of Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke with you every week. Hope you join me again. I hope you enjoyed our trip through some relatively new to this world of material. We'll do another show like that just next week. Different artists. Same fun. Do take care of each other, okay? Happy trails!